Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 16 minutes after 8. Welcome to Ulama Profiles on Radio Islam International. It is Thursday evening, the 17th of Muharram 1435, the 21st of November 2013. My name is Habib Babat, and inshallah I'll be keeping you company this evening for the next 2 hours, right up until 10 p.m. inshallah. This evening on our Ulama Profiles, we pay tribute to the late Mawlana Ibrahim Mia Rahmatullah Alayh, who was a Sheikh and spiritual mentor at the Khanqah Sheikh Zakaria based on Nirvana Drive in Indonesia. Marhum Mawlana Ibrahim Mia Rahmatullah Alayh passed away on the 2nd of November 2013 in Delhi, in India, after being diagnosed with cancer for more than a year ago. Mawlana was the Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayh, and Mawlana also ran a number of madrasas in and around the country. We'll give you more details in a little while, inshallah. Now, joining me in the studios this evening is Mawlana Wadiwala, the son-in-law of Mawlana Ibrahim Mia Rahmatullah Alayh, Ustad, or should we say Hafiz Muhammad Shafiq, popularly known as Ustad, and Hafiz Ismail, the eldest son of Mawlana Ibrahim Mia Rahmatullah Alayh. And joining me on the other side of the line, Mawlana Ubaidullah Boja, my co-host. Mawlana Ubaidullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah to you, Mawlana, and assalamu alaikum to the listeners of Radio Islam.
Mawlana, once again we lose yet a great personality in our community.
Ji, Mawlana, I think a great personality, also somebody who's very close to home as well in terms of the physical location. Mawlana stays down the road from the radio station as well, and someone that many people were attached to and had interaction with through their lives and the means of the change in their own lives, Mawlana.
اذكروا محاسن موتاكم وكفوا عن مساويهم. A riwayat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Nabi of Allah says, speak good of the people that have passed on and do not speak ill and evil of them. Another narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming to mind, ما من مسلم يعزي أخاه بمصيبة إلا كساه الله سبحانه من حلل الكرامة يوم القيامة. رواه ابن ماجه. If a person condoles another person and consoles him in times of distress, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a garb of honor and dignity on the day of Qiyamah. The objective of this program is for us to benefit and learn from the lessons that these people have left behind for us. Mawlana Ibrahim Mia Rahmatullah Alayh has left us with a rich legacy, and indeed for his followers, for his murids, and for the ummah at large to follow in his footsteps. And you might ask the question that why do we need to pay tribute to him? It's simply for us to realize the great work that he has done for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for us to follow in the same stride. Mawlana has done his birth for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it is upon us to go and follow in those footsteps. As they said, لا دار للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا التي كان قبل الموت يبنيها فإن بناها بخير طاب مسكنه وإن بناها بالشر خاب بانيها. The poet says it very beautifully. He says, you will actually reside in the hereafter in that abode, in that home which you build in this world, subhanallah. And whatever home you are building in this world will be brought for you in the hereafter. In what sense? فَإِن بَنَاهَا بِخَيْرٍ طَابَ مَسْكَنُهُ. If he has established his home, if he has placed the foundation of his home on good a'mal, on righteousness, then his outcome will be successful, inshallah. وَإِن بَنَاهَا بِشَرٍ خَابَ بَانِيهَا. On the contrary, if the person, he built his home on evil, his foundation was laid on evil, then the outcome will be something to be much more pitied. And indeed, Mawlana has done his bit. Inshallah, he's resting in a better place than what he is, what he was in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously make us benefit from his legacy. Mawlana Ubaidullah Boja, very, very important lessons for us to learn from today's program also, inshallah, Mawlana.
Indeed, Mawlana, I think something that is very, very important to take lessons from Mawlana's achievements and Mawlana's khidmat and Mawlana's service to deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, when describing the pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used three qualities, Mawlana. He says, اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Then from the traits of those people that are pious in this particular ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, tilawat of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the next line of the 21st Juz, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرَ. That the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the greatest things. And these three things summarizes the qualities of almost all the pious. If you look at any person who has held any sort of piety in his life, these three qualities were unanimous in all of them. Particularly in Mawlana, we understand, we will listen about Mawlana's recitation of Quran and his salah. And the zikr that Mawlana used to make himself and encourage other pious, and the other people of the community, the locality, those that were interactive to him. Similarly, I think it's important for us that are listening today that at least these three qualities to some degree has to be upped and has to be given more impetus in our life, and more these three qualities have to be brought in our life. And as an inspiration for these three qualities, we look at the life and the interaction of Maulana himself.
Mm-hmm. You as a listener, you'll be given a chance and opportunity to contribute to the program a little later on, inshallah, in about 15 to 20 minutes time. In the first segment of the program, we would like to get out as much information as possible with regards to Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayh. And in this regard, we've got Mawlana Wariwala in the studio. Mawlana Wariwala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the listeners out there in Radio Islam. We wish and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a Jummah Mubarak for each and every one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us on this night of Jummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the nur and the blessings of this great night. And may generally Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib's method and his way was whenever he began any program, mm-hmm. his first and most important advice that he would give to anyone is correct our intention. So we begin by correcting our intention that we are joining this majlis only to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we are sitting here and we are listening to learn ilm of deen, for which in the light of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will receive the reward of over 1,000 rakats of nafal salah.
Mm-hmm. Mawlana, wonderful. Give us some insight with regards to Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayhi's background, his early life, his upbringing, where he studied and so forth.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. Mm-hmm. My beloved friends and brothers and listeners in Islam, as far as the birth of, and someone has coined a very beautiful term as a title because it is very appropriate to use the word Muslihul Ummah concerning Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib, that he was a reformer of this Ummah. And that was his life. Hazrat was born in Leidenburg on the 19th of November 1947. And as regards his elementary education, he began his studies under Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Qadir Manikpuri from in the Tramway Building Madrasa in Johannesburg in Market Street. Hazrat initially, as we know, is the son of Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia, and Hazrat's upbringing initially was a very strict Islamic upbringing. Later Hazrat was sent to India to study, where initially he began his studies in Dabil under great and illuminous personalities like Mufti Ahmed Behmath, Mufti Ismail Kacholi, and the prominent ulama Hazrat Mawlana Buzruk Sahib in Dabil. Thereafter, Hazrat himself mentions he has written a very beautiful book on his own life called My Road to Reformation. And in this book, Hazrat writes that at the time when I was studying, my father could not afford to call me to South Africa every time we had holidays. Therefore, Hazrat's ustads used to advise him that he must go and sit in the company of Qutbul Aktab, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, in the holidays. And as ulama, we know that the holidays is in the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. So Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib, used to go to sit in Saharanpur in the company of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Shaykh mentions that on the way, he used to pass through Darul Ulum Dioban. And he says that to meet the friends, his South African, other students that were studying at Darul Ulum Dioban, and then he would proceed to Saharanpur. And he says, by my continuous going to Darul Ulum Dioban, I fell in love with this most prestigious institution of Islam. And thereafter, when he completed his Muqtali's Mawquf Alayhi, or he began his Mawquf Alayhi, which is the Mishkat year, the pre-final year, Hazrat then took Dakhla and entrance into Darul Ulum Dioband. Hazrat thereafter studied Mishkat and Dawra-e Hadith, and is a graduate of this most prestigious institution. And Hazrat studied under Hazrat Mawlana Fakhruddin Saab, and together with that Bukhari Sharif under Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Saab Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. And Hazrat had many other ustads, including Mawlana Anzar Shah Saab. Hazrat says that he was among those fortunate ones who were the last group to finish Bukhari Sharif by Hazrat Mawlana Fakhruddin Saab. And Hazrat also mentions, just at this point here, a very interesting incident. He says a miracle of his Bukhari Sharif ustad, that when he used to go for Jumu'ah Salah, he had a problem that his wudu used to always break. And between the khutbah and the Jumu'ah Salah, his wudu would break and he would have to go and make wudu many, many times. But when he used to sit for Bukhari Dars, for the duration of the entire Dars, sometimes used to be an hour, 2 hours, nothing would happen to Hazrat's wudu.
SubhanAllah.
And this is the lives of our elderly.
27 minutes after 8, you are listening to Radio Islam International. We are currently paying tribute to Marana Ibrahim Mia Rahmatullah Alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur and elevate his stages in the year after, inshaAllah. Marana was a very great luminary of the time, and Marana played a very pivotal role in the Muslim Ummah in terms of reforming the Ummah and bringing them on the right path. Marana, you may continue. Tell us more about, with regards to Marana's Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi, his journey with Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi, how he stayed there, how long he stayed there, what kind of lessons he learned from him.
Hazrat, as far as Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib's spiritual journey with Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi and his Khilafat, this would require, believe you me, volumes or much, much time. However, very briefly, we will try and mention that one day I asked Hazrat, that Hazrat, how is it that in your father, that is Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, is in the Naqshbandi Silsila? Hazrat's brother Mufti Abdullah is in the Naqshbandi Silsila. And I asked him that we are in the Chishti Silsila. How did you end up in Chishti Silsila? And you were studying in Deoband. Saharanpur is very far away. How did you get there? So Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib told me an amazing story. He told me that while he was doing Bukhari Sharif, he used to stay in the company of Hazrat Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, who is buried in South Africa in Ellsberg. And Mufti Sahib used to have this tartib and ma'mool that every Friday he would go to Saharanpur to sit in the company of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. And Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib used to accompany his ustad. And thus, on the advice and on following his ustad, he took bayat with Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. Here also a very strange incident, because it deals with another alim that we know of South Africa. Hazrat writes that when I decided now to take bay'at with Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, then Mulana Nanabai, who is very famously and well known in South Africa, was also with me. And he said we looked for an opportunity, because Hazrat Sheikh used to generally, when he take bay'at, there used to be large groups. So we waited for a day when there'd be no one, just one or two of us. And it happened, Hazrat says, that in the second 10 days of Ramadan, one day, there was no one besides him in Mawlana Nanabai. So immediately they picked up their hands and they said, Hazrat, we want to take bay'ah. And thus they were blessed with actually placing their hands in the hands of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali and taking bay'ah with Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. Thereafter, Hazrat says that when I completed my studies, I came back to South Africa, and then this feeling came in my heart that I must now go in the khidmat of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib then left his duty where he was teaching as an ustad and returned back to India in Saharanpur. And he was staying with Hazrat, and he went into the khidmat of Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. And it coincidentally happened to be the very same year when Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith Nawar Allahu Marqadahu was making hijrat from Saharanpur, from India, to Madinatul Munawwara. So Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib stayed in the company of Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith Nawar Allahu Marqadahu while he was in India for a short duration, a few months. And thereafter he accompanied Hazrat Sheikh when Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali went to Madina Munawwara. Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib, it once happened that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed myself, as inshallah they will speak later, that the Khanqa used to go on numerous trips for Umrah to the Ziyarah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annually. On one of the trips, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to be with Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim sahab. And as we were walking outside the Masjid al-Nabawi, Hazrat turned around and he showed me a particular spot. And he said that, and today that present spot is part of the Masjid al-Nabawi. And he said that there was two mounds of sand that was here in the time when I came with Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. And as Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali himself had just made hijrat to Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali did not have any home, any building or any residence as such. And he was a guest of someone. So he told his khuddam that, "My beloveds, I have brought you here. However, you should make arrangements for your own sleeping." And Hazrat says, "We came, we were two students. We didn't even know where we must go, what we must do." But he used to say that after staying in the company of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, then we used to come and there was two mounds of sand. We would come, we would place our chadars and we would sleep outside the haram. Mm. And in the morning at tahajjud time, they would wake up and they would quickly have a quick shower and rush to be in the khidmat and in the company of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. When Hazrat, and this is what all the listeners must realize, that when we learn to sacrifice for the sake of the deen of Allah, when a person makes mujahada, and when a person strives, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with very, very great ni'mah. And I just like to quickly mention this great ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim sahab with. And this is concerning the khilafah that Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim sahab got from Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Nawar al-Umar Qadaw. That Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim sahab one day personally told me that I was sitting with Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith and Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali's general ma'mool in that time was, he used to go and from Asr till Isha, he used to sit at the Aqdami Aliya at the blessed feet side of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim said that one day while I was sitting there in the khidmat of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was gone into muraqabah. And suddenly from that muraqabah, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali lifted his head and he took off his turban and he placed the turban now onto the head of Mawlana Ibrahim sahab and he said that, "Oh Ibrahim, this is khilafah for you." And then he said, "Don't understand this khilafah to be from me. It is khilafah directly from Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Madinatul Munawwara, in the Masjid al-Nabawi, at the Aqdami Aliya, at the feet side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." If I may just mention one last incident concerning this, and then inshallah we can continue, that Hazrat also mentioned once that, in, as I mentioned, that first you have to make that mujahada, you have to sacrifice. And when a person sacrifices for the pleasure of Allah like that, the Shaykh says, we should just sleep on mounds of sand, and you become a faqir, and you become a person that, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah." The person who will humble himself for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will raise you in rank. That one day Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi on another occasion was again sitting at the Rosa Mubarak, and a type of slumber overcame him. And then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali lifted his head and he said to our Shaykh, to Hazrat Mawlana Ibrahim sahab, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said to me that tell Ibrahim to make dua for this ummah.
Subhanallah.
Mawlana would have never allowed anybody to say this in his lifetime. I know, but Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Now that he is no longer here, but it is an opportunity that we have of explaining that when we understand the greatness of this people. Just to very quickly explain that our aim here is not to glorify someone. But we find in the Quran Kareem, why we mention the stories of the awliya Allah, is that daily, every day, we all read in our 5 times salah and at least 48 times every day, if we count our faraiz and sunan and nawafil, that every day in Surah Al-Fatiha, in every rakah, we say, "Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim." Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. Now, who is and what type of straight path does a person or should we desire? Then Allah Ta'ala Himself explains, "Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim." The path, the hidayah of those whom Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala you have favored. And then, as Shaykh Abba Rahmatullah always mentioned, that this ayah, the tafsir of it is, "Alladhi an'ama alayhim min al-nabiyyin wa-siddiqin wa-shuhadai wa-salihin." That those whom Allah has favored from amongst the Anbiya, min al-Nabiyyin, والصديقين, those who are truly righteous, والشهداء, those who are martyrs, والصالحين, and the صالحين. Hazrat would have never allowed us to say that he was from amongst the صالحين, but from this, and this is the reason why we are discussing today the life of Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh.
Yes, indeed, we are discussing the life of Maulana Ibrahim Mia Rahmatullah Alayh. If you have just joined us, we have started this program a little while ago, and we went through the brief history of Maulana's background. Maulana Wadiullah gave us a rundown. If I recorded correctly, Maulana was born on the 19th of November 1947 in Leidenburg. Maulana went and studied, his early studies were under Maulana Abdul Qadir Manikpuri. And then Maulana was the son of Hafiz Abdul Rahman, a very great luminary of our time, subhanallah. He then went to Dabeli and enrolled for studies there at the Darul Uloom, and he studied under the likes of Mufti Ahmed Bemat, Mufti Ismail Kacholi. And also, he says that during the holiday period, he could not come home. So what his father advised him to go and attend the Khanqah of Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi in Saharanpur. So every Ramadan, he would go and spend the Ramadan at Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi's place. Maulana had the opportunity of studying under great scholars like Maulana Fakhruddin, Maulana Azhar Anzar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi, and many other great scholars. This is just a brief background of Maulana and the Khilafah that he achieved, and the Khilafah that he got from Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi in Madinatul Munawwara by the blessed Rawdatul Mubarak of Nabi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam.